ADM, resourceful by nature.
You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Henry Frain is our technical director this afternoon. It's 12:30 Central Time. Here now with AM 580 News, Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. It was a quick end to arguments today in the murder trial of Robert Arnett in Urbana. Now jurors are deliberating over a verdict. This morning, after prosecutors called one final witness, Arnett's attorneys declined to call any witnesses on his behalf. After closing arguments, the jury went into deliberation. Arnett is accused of killing his estranged wife, Naomi Arnett, in the town of Sadorus in May of 2007 and burying her body in a wooded area south of the town. Her body wasn't found for 4 months. Prosecutors called witnesses who testified that Mr. Arnett had given clues and in one case admitted to killing Mrs. Arnett. A fire at a Rantoul industrial plant has caused $500,000 damage, but no injuries. Village Fire Chief Ken Waters says the fire at Engineered Plastic Components was contained to one machine and started when it shorted out. Nobody was at the plant when the fire broke out. The facility, which makes injection molding products, is located in the former Rantoul Products Plant 1 on Shell House Road. Rantoul's volunteer firefighters needed the help of two other departments. It's not known how the fire will impact operations at the plastics plant. Its manager was not available for comment this morning. Illinois' appeal for relief from the U.S. government for victims of March flooding in the southern part of the state has fallen short. The Federal Emergency Relief Agency has denied disaster aid to business and homeowners in 15 counties, as it first did in April before the state appealed. The state's request also sought flood-related reimbursements for local governments in 21 counties. Governor Ralph Blagojevich says the flooding impacted 659 homes, including 228 that sustained major damage or were destroyed. Word of FEMA's denial of Illinois' request came after Blagojevich sent a letter to President Bush urging action on it. A new Illinois law requires colleges and universities to develop a campus violence prevention program. As Jenna Dooley reports, many campuses have a head start.
After the deadly shootings at Virginia Tech and Northern Illinois University, schools scrambled for emergency alert systems and increased security. Now those efforts are part of a state law. Judy Irwin is the executive director of the Illinois Board of Higher Education. She says the law requires school administrators to take yet another step toward violence prevention beginning in January of next year.
Campuses and institutions have had response plans. What this task force really did and what the law really does is raises the level of the importance, maps out we will be assisting in the development of a multi-hazards plan.
Campuses are directed to look at prevention and mental health resources, as well as response systems in case of emergencies. If schools want to implement those initiatives, most of the money will have to come out of pocket. A plan to give out $25 million for campus security is part of a statewide construction program that's bottled up in the General Assembly. I'm Jenna Dooley.
State legislators from Gary are hoping the city's $13 million budget shortfall will persuade their colleagues to consider some kind of a bailout for the beleaguered city. Gary's mayor, Rudy Clay, estimates the city could be bankrupt by early October without drastic budget cuts. Clay already has ordered the city's employees to switch to 32-hour work weeks in a money-saving effort. Democratic State Representative Charlie Brown of Gary says now's the time for local officials to press the case that Gary needs help. Indiana legislative leaders may not be too willing to give Lake County's biggest city additional relief from the state's new tax structure. Republican Senator Luke Kenley of Noblesville said Lake County is exempt from the full brunt of property tax caps until the year 2020. It took most of the summer for the old tower at the Champaign County Courthouse in Urbana to be taken down. Now it will take most of the fall, winter, and spring to put it back up again. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
Reconstruction of the courthouse tower is slated to begin next week after Labor Day. Champaign County Board Facilities Committee Chairman Steve Beckett says engineers prepared for the project last week by checking the condition of the tower's foundation.
That foundation was put in 100 years ago, 100 plus years ago. So this report that I'm looking at right now basically says we've looked at the foundation, we've tested it, it's in good shape. So now, using that foundation as a basis, we will erect steel.
The new steel superstructure will help support the tower, which previously supported its weight on a double layer of brick. Besides being stronger, the new courthouse tower will be taller, restored to its original 135 feet. The tower had been shortened over the years due to damage from lightning strikes. But Beckett says private donations are helping pay for a courthouse tower at the original height, complete with belfry, bell, clock, and gargoyles. The Champaign County Courthouse Tower is scheduled to be completed in late spring of 2009. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from Trophy Time in Champaign, with plaques and promotional products to recognize all occasions from athletic endeavors and musical moments to business achievements. Trophy Time, they're more than just trophies. Additional information available on the web at trophytime.com.
It's 12:36. Let's check in now with meteorologist Ed Kieser for a look at the forecast. Hi, Ed.
Good afternoon.
Off to a very nice start this week.
We are indeed, although we do have a few clouds out there at the moment that have popped up, so it's not quite as bright as